We remember that the international bodies like the U.S. Senate, there are different calls from different angles. There's Britain that has said something. There is Canada and all of these international bodies. Yeah, we appreciate the strong condemnations, but our campaign now is calling them, is coming out to call all actors, all world state men and state ladies to carry out concrete action in resolving the problem in the Northwest and Southwest regions. The humanitarian concerns and the risk of an escalation in violence, although the situation is very bad, is very imminent. We are calling on this party, this campaign is aimed at calling on these powers to be able to take concrete actions, not by just giving words of mouth, but by supporting, either by offering resources, meeting out sanctions if need be, calling out parties in conflict in Cameroon to have an inclusive dialogue, carry out a peace negotiation, talk to each other for the population of the Northwest and Southwest have been grossly neglected and the people are dying in silence.
Apart from the measures that you talked about, what other tools can the international community use, including those in the region, take in order to ensure that the call that you seek for an inclusive dialogue will materialize?
The kinds of actions that they can take is economic sanctions. They can ban the sales of arms or arms and proliferation of arms in Cameroon. They can equally go ahead to put a fact-finding mission to come to Cameroon and get the facts straight and listen and start putting the process together. They can equally decide to carry out different dialogue sessions with different parties involved in the conflict so that they can be this understanding on which best approach they can take to be able to solve the current situation.
Sally, why do you think both sides have been so far reluctant to engage each other in the dialogue you seek? There appears to be a lot of suspicions and counter-accusations among the two warring factions.
These differences has gone up because the fact that the conflict is gradually graduating into a show of power, a tussle to show who is great, who is in control, rather than seeking for good governance and good life for the citizens. So this confusion has stayed on because it is a question of who is going to bend down. The main issue that we have amongst this our community that is causing confusion is having an agreement on how to end violence, because the common ground is all faction condemns the violence that we experience as a people. That's why they conveniently blame and accuse each other for being the source of it. But they are undecided on which approach to take. That is why we are suggesting that for the factions, we should use international norms and instruments to call them to actions so that they can be accountable and take responsibility for their different stance.
What do you think are the prospects of this social media push seeking to end this ongoing conflict, Sally?
This social media push that we are doing today will not even be a one-time action. We will continue to hold on to it. Our prospect is to get the parties involved, the people who can help us resolve or push the parties to resolve the conflict to respond to us. Remember, access in a regular space is usually limited to grassroots organizations and civil society actions like we are carrying out. It is our belief that talking to these people who deliberate about these issues in high places, they are going to respond to us. We are just holding them by the words they have used. We are building on the declarations and the strong statements they have made towards building the culture of peace in our communities. We believe that through this campaign, we are going to continue to get these people remain conscious of our challenge, because the silence at the international scene is giving us the signal that they believe all is well.